Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Maeve Finlay, when were you in the Market Bar in Fade Street in central Dublin off South Great Georgia Street? Go ahead, Maeve.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Go ahead.
Are you chatting?
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, Joe, I'm in the airport here, so okay. I'm getting somewhere quiet. Yeah, I was in the Market Bar with my husband last Friday at lunchtime.
Okay.
Went in, it was pouring rain, we said we'd go into town, have a bit of lunch.
Yeah, good idea.
And ordered the feta salad, my husband had the fish and chips on special. That should have come to €23, which it did. So I said, I'll have a glass of wine. And I said, do you have a Pinot Grigio? And she said, yes. Mm-hmm. Small or large? I said, large. And Joe, I got a generous glass of wine. Mm. And I was delighted, and it was lovely, drank it. And when the bill came, the food was 23. The bill was 37, the 14 for the glass of wine.
€14.
So I said it to the girl, I called her over, and I said to her, is that right? I said, €14 for a glass of Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yes, she said, I'll bring you the wine list, the prices. So she brought them over, and she said, you have got the cheapest large glass of wine in the restaurant. My God, I said to her, I wouldn't be used to those prices. Yes, she said. Mm-hmm. That's the new list and that's the new prices, she said.
And
so I paid her, Joe.
Okay.
And we left and I wasn't the better of it.
So the wine you had, I'm looking at your receipt here, was a large glass of Plei d'Ore, P-R-A-D-O-R-E-Y, yeah. Plei d'Ore Verdejo. It's Spanish, is it?
I have no idea. To me, Pinot Grigio is Italian, and I ordered Pinot Grigio, and I presume that's what I got, and I drank it. It tasted like a Pinot Grigio.
I'm just looking at some tasting notes for Plei d'Ore Verdejo. Tasting notes, very intense greenish-yellow colour. The nose, very intense, fruity, with hints of anise and fennel. The palate is fresh. Oh, I'm not finished yet. Hang on, Maeve. You're going to get your money's worth out of this. The plate is fresh, balanced. Oh, sorry, the palate is fresh, balanced and unctuous. It has a long and mild and pleasant finish with hints of almond characteristic of the Verdejo. 12% alcohol. Lovely with rice, pasta, fish, shellfish, baked fish, fresh salsa and soft cheeses. There you are now. Now, I see it in Britain. You can get a bottle of that for between £6 and £8 sterling. I'm trying to find, is anyone else in Ireland, does any off-license in Ireland sell Plei d'Ore Verdejo? A bottle of it in the Market Bar. Okay, glass the glass you got is one third of a bottle. So that means €42. Well, you could have bought a bottle for €36.
I didn't get a third of a bottle, Joe. I said to my husband, you would have got 3.5 glasses of what I got. They would have got another small glass of wine as well. They definitely didn't. That wasn't 3 glasses of wine, you know, for a bottle of what I got. Not a I know my wine, Joe, and I know my wine glasses at home.
Okay. And they say, hang on, I'm looking at the wine list here. There's one that Temporillo, organically grown, Signor Nino. That's €17 a glass.
I know. Thank with God, Joe. I put it up on Google and your man got back to me there at 1 o'clock and he said, sorry about that, sorry about the price. You must have got some special wine of the house. Now, come on.
Excuse me, but that's on the list.
For God's sake. You know?
There's plenty of other glasses now for £14. Now, there are smaller glasses available.
But, Joe, this wasn't that big. It was a generous glass of wine. I'm in the airport here.
Well, Damien Carr, no relation to Andrea. Damien Carr is Director of Sales in the Market Bar. Damien, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you want to say to Maeve Finlay?
Maeve, hello. I'm just coming in late on this, I'm afraid, so I didn't hear exactly what the full background was, but our wine list and our wine offering here in the Market Bar, the wine list is clearly displayed with the prices, the offering that we have. We launched this menu actually just last week, and we're absolutely thrilled with the reaction that we've had to it from our guests and customers over the weekend. You know, the Market Bar is Ireland's leading tapas restaurant in Dublin, and we try to complement our fantastic menu with a really good wine list. And we've worked really hard on this over the past couple of weeks in order to offer our valued customers a range of wines that complement our food. And, you know, we do offer wines at 170 mils, 250 mils, and bottle size. And, you know, those range in prices. The entry level for a glass of wine is just €7. Our entry level wine by the bottle is 26. So, you know, comparatively with the Dublin prices, we're very much competitive with everybody else. And yes, I do agree that the wine that you had, which was the Pinot Grigio, was €14 a glass. But this is a premium product. It's by a very reputable producer in Italy.
I asked for a glass of Pinot Grigio. I'm in the airport now. I've got a glass of it for €7.50, a generous glass. And my friend got a Stoneleigh Sauvignon Blanc for €7.20.
Well, I'm not going to comment on individual brands. Yeah, I completely agree, and I feel very upset that you haven't had the proper, shall we say, reaction to the prices that we charge.
But I'm a regular customer of yours. I'm not used to paying that for wine in the market.
Well, let's ask Damien, have your prices gone up recently? Have they changed recently?
Oh, definitely.
No, ask Damien. Damien will know.
The wine has changed just last week, Joe, and as I say, our entry level used to be 28, that's come down to 26. But some items have changed, but the point I was trying to make is that the items are all listed on the wine list, so the prices are clearly displayed for people, and, you know, that's the purpose of having the wine list there, so that people can be guided in the right direction.
I was going to show no price list. I love your food, and I know your food very well. And I've often come in with my niece and we share a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio, and it would only be 23, 24, something like that.
I'm so sorry that you're not feeling the way you should do.
Damien, it wasn't a mistake. They are the prices.
They are the prices, I hope you don't mean that, and I'd love the opportunity to walk you through the wine list another time.
Your husband and myself, €28 for two glasses of wine. Even if we weren't retired, we wouldn't pay that.
You know, the Market Bar really has, you know, we do the best by our customers. We're very, very proud of the product that we have, and I'm really sorry that you feel this way about what the prices were listed. And I really do hope that you'd reconsider my offer to come back in, have lunch or dinner with Mark.
A bottle of wine. €8 or €8.50.
And I'd be delighted to offer you the bottle of wine of your choice.
No, I don't want a bottle of wine.
That's a lovely gesture, but it's not the point, is it?
The prices are listed, Joe, and the wine menu is a credible, reputable wine list. We have quality products, and unfortunately, you know, we are not a retail expert.
You're selling it with tapas. You're selling that wine with tapas. Beautiful tapas, but they're only tapas.
We offer fantastic value. We do a two-course meal for €19.
It's all tapas, and it's delicious.
Well, thank you.
Apart from this turning into an extended ad for the Market Bar, which you're entitled to, but they pay dear for it on Liveline, given that we have 400,000 listeners. But Damien, you're not going to change your prices, are you?
The prices, Joe, are not.
I've no gripe. I haven't been in there. But you're not going to change your prices. There's no point in saying I'll give you a free bottle of wine if you come in. You're not going to reconsider the new price list.
We take all feedback from our customers, Joe, and we absolutely listen to what everybody says. And if, you know, we're going to take away the lessons of today and we're going to look at that again, Joe.
So it might come down from €14 a glass.
No is a very strong word, Joe. That's all I say. So we have to take everybody's opinion, and we have to look at everything.
Okay.
And we have to look at the economics of the business as well. A huge amount in excise duty, Joe, in this country, and the cost of wine just coming into the country is extortionate. And, you know, we would like to think that we offer fantastic value in Dublin, and we hope.
Okay, well, Damien, in fairness, I presume you I know we're the second highest excise duty on alcohol in all of Europe.
In Europe, yes.
I presume you have the VAT is 23%, which is the highest in Europe.
Correct.
I presume you have to put the 13%. Restaurant tax
13.5, Joe. The move from 9 back to 13.5, I think we're going to see huge fallout in restaurants and businesses that are trying their best by the end of next January.
Yeah, but remember the
really
main.
But
remember the main campaigner to bring that tax from 9 up to 13.5 was SIPTU, the trade union.
Well,
the trade union wanted up the price. Okay, Denise, 51551. Denise,
yes?
You know this wine. Have I got the pronunciation of it even right?
Verdejo.
Verdejo.
Verdejo is a Spanish grape variety. It is not Pinot Grigio. So I just wonder where the argument is. Did the lady get Verdejo to drink?
She did,
Or did she get Pinot Grigio?
No, she got Verdejo. There's no Pinot. Is there Pinot?
Or did they charge for Verdejo and give her Pinot Grigio? It's very strange. But I would drink Verdejo very often if I'm on holiday in Spain, and the bottle of Verdejo would be around 16 to 20 euro a bottle there in a restaurant. In Ireland, if I have Verdejo, I would expect to spend between 22 and 28 euro on a bottle. I live outside Dublin, so prices are a little bit cheaper.
So a bottle, you say a bottle of Verdejo in Ireland, you should be able to get for around 22, 23.
No, yeah, less than 26
in a restaurant. An off license. Can you get it in an off
license? You'd be talking about less than 10 euro.
Less than 10?
Yeah.
Okay, and they're paying some of the tax, aren't they? They're paying the excise on it,
of
obviously.
Of course, they're paying the excise duty, which remains the same for bottles, whether you're buying it in a restaurant or in an off license.
Yeah, exactly.
The excise duty remains
the same. I know you have VAT in the off license, but you have the extra 13%. In the restaurant as well. Now, and of course, the staff, etc. But Denise, I'm going to reach for a glass of something now because I know you're going to shock me. If I wanted to buy a bottle of Prado Rey Verdejo in Spain, how much would I pay? I paid 14 euro, or Maeve did 14 euro for a glass in Dublin. How much would you pay for a bottle of it in Spain?
Well, I'd say if you went to a good off license in Spain, you'd certainly get two bottles for 14 euro.
Two, so 7 quid each.
I would think so, Joe. And, you know, you possibly would get Verdejo for less than that in an off license.
That sound was my jaw hitting the desk here. But why am I surprised? We are the most expensive country in Europe and beyond. For a bottle of whiskey, you can get for 20 quid and some off licences now, and 12 quid out of that. 12 out of 20 goes to Pascal. And we have to pay for the, try and get the printers into Dáil Éireann, haven't we? Get them into the window. So 7 euro in Spain.
Yeah, I'd love to know what the measurement is on that large glass. And
what do you say?
Well, the small glass in the market bar.
Well, it says on the list here, Prado Rey Verdejo, 175 mil, 950, 250 mil, 14 quid.
And, yeah, all that's right.
And a bottle, 36.
So 250 mil is a third of a bottle. Still rather expensive. Working out at 42 euro.
Okay, Maeve, the measurement is a measurement, Maeve. Like, measurements are...
The measurement's the measurement, Joe.
Weights and measures. And Denise, what is the excise on a bottle of wine in Ireland now?
Oh, I'm not sure, Joe. Okay. I don't know what the excise is.
But as I think it was Tony Foley did a whole thing for DCU recently, and the tax, the tax on everything in Ireland is just out of the stratosphere. But anyway, maybe that stops people drinking. I don't know. Okay, Denise, thanks indeed. Maeve Findlay, thanks indeed. Francis, while I have you, Francis, come in quickly. Come in quickly, Francis.
Yes.
Alcohol-free lager. It's massively advertised now. Heineken, Carlsberg, they're all doing it 0-0. Massively expensive advertising campaigns. Have a drink, but don't. Still enjoy yourself, but you're not drinking alcohol.
I don't know why Maeve is complaining. Poor old Damien there squeezing almonds and fennel and everything into a glass for her.
That's true, yeah.
I got an alcohol-free Heineken, 330 ml, £5, €5.50.
Wow.
which works out at about €17 per litre.
€5.50 for a 330 bottle of non-alcohol beer.
Heineken, yes.
But that's...
The pint of Guinness in the same outlet was €5.80.
And how many millilitres in the pint of Guinness? Well, it's much, much more than...
It's over half a litre.
Yeah, so it's probably double a 330 bottle,
well,
isn't
it? I don't have that.
Okay, we'll find out in a sec. Now, so a pint, a bottle...
A bottle of 330 ml, zero Heineken, 550, multiply that by three and you have 990 mils, you still haven't got a litre and you're 1650, so I'm rounding it up to €17 per litre. And no alcohol in it, and...
Yet you can get a creamy pint of Guinness for €5.80.
€5.80 in the same outlet. And they'd offer you even the bottle, do you want a glass, just in case, like that you'd want to go saving the money out of trouble. And I looked in again, back. I just kept a couple of receipts in my pocket. I don't know why. I didn't think this, didn't know this was going to come up.
The Imperial,
A few weeks ago in Galway, a 125ml bottle of Schweppes tonic. So what they did with tonic over the last few years, by the looks of it, they reduced the bottle size and they kept the price. So it would take eight of these to make a litre. Eight 125s. 210. So that's 16.80 per litre for tonic water. So there's a great incentive to go off the drink and mind yourself and be the designated driver for the next few weeks, by the looks of it.
A pint is 570
milliliters. 580 it was in that outlet.
Yeah, in terms of measurement, the Republic of Ireland, the pint glass is 570 millilitres. You are paying for 330 millilitres of non-alcoholic beer, you are paying €5.50. Yeah. For 570 millilitres of Guinness, you are paying 30 cent more.
Correct.
For something nearly double the size. And with alcohol and all the excise
and
alcohol.
It takes time to fill it and time to mind it and to look after it and, you know, keep your pipes and everything right. But, I mean, a bottle, it's probably purchased under €1 wholesale, I'd imagine. What I'm annoyed about is that the total disrespect for non-drinkers, they're just taken for, you know, I mean, nothing could be handier to throw up in a counter than take the lid off a 330 ml Heineken zero, and I was even offered, like, do you want a glass, you know, so that was even, it was an option not to take a glass. So, I mean, talk about a rip-off and disrespect for anybody that wants to be the designated driver or look after himself or whatever.
And don't get people started on a pint of my waddy.
I try not.
I mean, it's hard on the price of it. They can drink as much my body as they want.
Yeah, okay. The tonic at 210 for 125 ml is an absolute insult as well, you know.
Okay. Dolores, stay with us, Francis. Dolores, price of a glass of wine in Dublin.
Well, recently, about a month ago, I was in a Dublin theatre with two friends. It was €11 per glass. I couldn't believe it. We had three glasses, one each before the show and one each at the interval. It cost €66.
€66?
Yes. For six glasses of wine, one each, as I say. Two each, sorry, in total.
Did you have the nerve to be dramatic and ask a question about the price?
We did question the girl who was serving us, and she kind of didn't get a chance to answer us. Another girl kind of butted in. I'd say she might have been the manager or something, but she just said, you know, more or less just dismissed us like there was no real reason. You know, she said there were large glasses or something like that. It was just a normal glass of red wine. Hell's, like, you know, the cheapest one.
You remember the play?
I do.
What was it called?
I don't know if I should say, or, you know, what theatre it is.
It doesn't matter.
The title has just gone out of my head. It was a very harrowing play. It was very good. It was called She Was Asking For It, something like that.
Oh, yeah, the Louise. O'Neill adaptation.
Yeah, it was a brilliant play.
I heard it was absolutely stunning.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I heard it was really was
absolutely powerful. But anyway, that's you got your value there, thanks to the production and the acting. And by the way, remember, actors aren't well paid in Ireland. But anyway, you paid 66 euro for six glasses of wine. Okay,
yes.
thanks a million. That's Dolores.